But right when Rockefeller sees the future of the oil industry,
no man could earn $1 million honestly.
An outside threat emerges.
I will tear down these drugs.
Who could destroy everything he and his rivals have built.
Do you hear me, Carnegie? Do you hear me, Rockefeller?
As the 20th century approaches, J.P. Morgan and John Rockefeller have been locked in a battle pitting electricity against kerosene. Their rival, Andrew Carnegie, has stayed out of the fray. He's been quietly building his steel empire bigger than ever, including landing lucrative contracts with the U.S. Navy to provide steel for warships, making him one of the country's first defense contractors.
The great business icons, it's not that they were worth hundreds of millions or billions or trillions of dollars, it's that they moved society forward. Whatever their motivations, whatever it was, they being here and their lust for success, for power, for money, for fame, moved us forward.